have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Get the way I walk. Yes, that's free, cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me. Got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. Uh-huh. This my Christ swag.
Okay.
My Christ swag, yeah. This my Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. Uh-huh. This my Christ swag. My Christ swag, yeah.
Yeah, I'm from the streets. South of the arch, man. Where I used to drink, roll up, and used to spark, man. Now I got my head straight, shining like a million bucks. Christ elevated me, going past the ceiling, bruh. St. Louis fitted, God Squad t-shirt. Homie, how you doing? Pleased to meet you, this my rebirth. Addicted to the word, it's pumping through my artery. Faith on the meal, the swag is a part of me. Now my glow bright, soul's been redeemed. Covered in the blood, no shower, cause I'm clean. Done playing games, rid of the Xbox, almost flatline. But Christ made my chest pop, walked on the edge. The devil made me wobble, Jesus took the wheel. Fast forward full throttle, still in the hood. Got that street slang, mixed with the spirit, it's a G thing.
Peep how I talk, check the way I walk. Been set free, cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me. Got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag,
yeah.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This my Christ swag,
okay. Yeah.
My Christ swag, yeah.
God Squad,
this my
bruh.
Christ swag, yeah. My Christ swag, yeah. This my Christ swag,
Cartier.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Look. My whole style come from Christ,
yeah.
So own it? No sir, you can't put a price. Like white on rice, I got his blood on me. To be honest, I just care about my guy, homie. And if I'm only living for him, it don't really even matter what y'all think of me.
Nah.
Opinions, you can let them be. I'm killing it, I let them see. The old me is gone. Keep the demons out my heart, then Christ found a home.
Yeah.
No more Patron or Nitrous. I might just give God a praise with my best. He's highest. Glory in here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Put my trust in the Lord. I ain't having no fear. No, I don't have a care. Besides pleasing my father, tell any hater you see, man, don't even bother. Cause Jesus is my medicine. I ain't never hurting. Catching waves of his glory. Man, I'm Christ swag surfing.
Yeah. I talk. Check the way I walk. Been set free. Cause my father paid the cost. No, I'm not perfect. God just forgave me. Got a new swag. Praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag.
Yeah.
My Christ swag. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This my Christ swag.
Okay.
My Christ swag. Yeah. This my Christ swag.
Yeah.
My Christ swag. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This my Christ swag.
God Squad.
My Christ swag. Yeah.
Okay, you get it from my father.
Uh-huh.
Head to toe swinging on that word, that's the motto.
Yeah.
Used to be a up or down flipper like the Lizo.
Uh-huh.
Roll with Big Frank and ST, old squad though. Now I'm aiming at the world with that blessed scope.
Yeah.
Hard repetition, stay flexing, holy rollers know. When you see that light shine, this ain't baby doe. He ain't got a VVS on him, what a freak show.
No,
but I'm close with my father though.
Nah.
I ain't Leroy, but the boy got a lot of glow. Took a whole lot of land out to kill his ego.
Uh-huh.
Missing my whole purpose like Shaq with them free throws. If you rapping vain, can't edify the people. Swag on 100, gaining speed, adios flow. And I'm top flow, reaching for his glory. You think I got some swag, Christ the one that poured it on me.
Check the way I
walk.
Been set free, cause my father paid the
cost.
No, I'm not perfect, God just forgave me. Got a new swag, praising Christ like I'm crazy. This my Christ swag,
yeah.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This my Christ swag,
okay.
My Christ swag, yeah. This my Christ swag,
yeah.
My Christ swag, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This my Christ swag. My Christ swag, yeah.
Wow, that was awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Woo, that was it. I love that song, Christ Swag. Welcome. This is your boy Dre, and welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. You're too kind. Shut up. That's too much. Wow. Well, you know what? Here we are. We made it through another week, and we're back for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I know I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. I think I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time, guys. And it's not like I didn't mean it that last time or the last time that it was the last time that I said, you know what, this is probably the last time. But I missed you guys. And I'm just so excited and so glad and honored that you took out a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Radio. I'm telling you, they give me such a wonderful platform in which I can help so many people. Please, guys, thank them, not me, because without them, there's no me. Elation Magazine, Elation Radio, I'm telling you, it's getting bigger and better every day. She is a visionary, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Just the thought of how big and better it's getting day by day. Elation Radio, you guys better catch on quick, because if you don't, you're going to miss it, okay, because it's definitely going to pass you by. And, of course, I do have to read you the disclaimer, which simply states, hey, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. Why? Because y'all messed up. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly sane. Ain't a crazy bone in my body. You guys got problems, and that's what I want to do, be a problem solver. You guys are sick. I want to be your medicine, okay? You guys have been snake bitten. I want to be the antidote. I love helping people. That's kind of what I do. So let's just get right into it. This first segment is called Whose Baby Is That? And I love this segment. The reason why I love this segment is, well, the children are the future. They really are. And because the children are the future, I believe right now, us as parents, we have to take inventory of who we are, how we raise these kids. It ain't the kids that's bad. No, it's not the babies. Save the babies. Get rid of the parents. The parents are horrible. Not all of you, but a lot of you are just horrible. You got these kids out here looking like nothing, dressing like a mess, acting a fool. And you know what you sit there and do? Absolutely nothing about it. You don't discipline your child. Your child is bad because you're bad. If you got a bad child, you're a bad parent. 1 + 1 = 2. Two bad people equal, well, just a bad world. Quit being a bad parent. Raise your child better. Okay? Now, you know what? It could be your baby that's bad, horrible. Could be a family member's baby. Could be a friend on the street. Could be a coworker. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank. A stranger that you walk past as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, but somewhat cool day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, you know what, your baby's bad as hell because you are a horrible parent. Do a better job so you'll have a better child. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies that you know, that's because all of them are tied into one baby, yours. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to know better. If any one of these remind you or somebody of your child, then you know what? Choke yourself till you pass out. Go roller skate and rush out of traffic. Do something about yourself. Here we go. Whose baby is that? Number one, 3 months old with dandruff. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Wash your baby's hair. They got Johnson and Johnson baby wipes, and I'm not shouting them out. I'm just saying that's just something you can use. If you don't feel good about using baby shampoo, then use regular shampoo. I don't care. Your baby is 3 months old with dandruff. It's a shame. It's a shame. Number two, whose baby is that? 11 months old, and got their baby hair sewn in. Come on now. Why you? Whose baby is that? 6 months old. With a 5 o'clock shadow. That's one old baby right there. You're talking about an old soul. That's an old baby. Whose baby is that? 9 months old with their belly button pierced. Why their belly button pierced? I can kind of understand, which I don't always understand, ears being pierced. Why you got their belly button pierced? Whose baby is that? 10 months old and can already walk in 6-inch heels. What the hell are you training the baby to be? I'm just saying. Whose baby is that? 8 months old with their name tattooed on their neck. He's doing right. Child Protective Services. Whose baby is that? 14 months old. And got kicked out of daycare for having a knife stuffed down in their pants. Wow. You talking about a fighter. Whose baby is that? 1 month old, already eating pork rinds. 1 month old and eating pork rinds? You finna give that baby all kind of ingestion problems. Your stomach's just going to be tore up. It don't make no doggone sense. Quit that. Whose baby is that? 2 months old, color contacts. Okay. How your baby going to be dark as hell and got one blue eye and one green eye? Come on now. He ain't no cat. He ain't no doggone pit bull or husky dog. Quit that. Whose baby is that? 4 months old and taking a shower all by themselves. Wow, they 4 months old can sit up in the shower by themselves. You messing around. You know whose baby that is. That's Rosemary's baby. That's Chucky. And they ain't no child's play. Better get the hell away. Whose baby is that? 5 months old. Already taking antidepressants. What the baby got to be so depressed about? What you doing to that child? Huh? How the hell the baby so young and depressed already? Don't even know what joy is and you had already stolen it from it. You're a horrible person. Whose baby is that? 7 months old and got their eyebrows arched. Whose baby is that? 10 months old and won't stop drinking mouthwash. You know what? If you don't get that baby in some toddler meetings, some 8AA meetings, you don't make no, I ain't saying no alcohol and nuns. I'm talking about alcohol and nuns and anything else. Whose baby is that? 18 months old with 2 cell phones in their name. And you know good and well that don't make no doggone sense. Whose baby is that? 3 years old and kicked out the house for sneaking out into the streets. You know what? Whose baby is that? 2 years old and wearing a nicotine patch. What? Whose baby is that? 6 months old, always wearing a hair weave. Whose baby is that? 3 months old and prefer the taste of beer over milk. Whose baby is that? 8 months old, they baby food with hot sauce. Whose baby is that? 2 years old and got a profile on Christian Mingle. All right. Please, y'all, you know what? I'm not even mad at you. I'm disgusted and I'm ticked off, but please, I'm not even mad at you. I'm just saying you're a horrible parent. If you recognize any of them or anybody recognize any of them in your child, you're just horrible. You're a danger to society. You really are, because you're raising a straight-up thug rat. Moving right along, I'm helping y'all tonight. I'm going to be a blessing and not a curse. I better write some of these down, okay? Watch for the signs. This next one is a staple of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre, for it is the out of order. And I'm telling you, it's out of order. Lord have mercy. A lot of people don't know they're living out of order. They think everything is fine and dandy, hunky-dory. They ain't talking about no white people. Because I have yet to meet a white person named Dory. But apparently there's a hunky-dory out here. But anyway, out of order. Let me tell you something. You could be out of order. Could be a family member that's out of order. Could be a friend, a coworker, serving in the street, someone you meet at your local grocery store or at the bank, or someone you pass as you walk into the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat chilly day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out the people who are just out of order, operating in an out-of-order lifestyle. Why? So we can point that out to them to help them do what? Get in order. Now, you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you, and your life is completely out of order. You're just crooked from head to toe. Your body has just been up, just like your life. Get your life in order. Here we go. Out of order. If this is you, you're out of order. If you're carrying a portable oxygen tank, a smoke in a black and mild, you're out of order. If this is you, you're out of order. If you're on the corner selling your prescription medical marijuana, that's why they're trying to legalize it in every state. Folks like you. I can't get my puff pass on because you just have it wrong. If this is you, you're out of order. If you're selling blood to buy weed, wow, you got a problem. You're going to mess around and drain yourself and kill us, you know what. Anyway, if this is you, you're out of order. If you're so dumb, you get fired from your job while you on vacation. You know what? If this is you, you're out of order. If your pastor preaching in the pulpit wearing capri pants. Wait a minute. I don't understand that. I just don't. If this is you, you're out of order. If your church has a swingers ministry and a couples ministry all in the same room. Okay. And if you go to a church like that, could you please make sure you message me the address? Just go to my messenger and message me the address for a friend. If this is you, you're out of order. If your mustache got dandruff. If this is you, you're out of order. If your milk mustache is spoiled. Wait a minute. If this is you, you're out of order. If your chest hair is braided. If this is you, you're out of order. Lord Jesus, you the one bringing roaches to work. If this is you, you're out of order. If Jesus, if you got fired from your job as a 911 operator for sending people straight to voicemail. Okay. Yeah, that's it don't get too much more evil than that. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. This next segment is a segment that I feel very strong about, and I am a strong belief because I experience it at least once or twice a week, sometimes a day. This segment is called Things People Do That Make You Want to Just Slap the Hair. Slap them. You know, every now and then somebody will do something that makes you just want to slap them. You just slap them. You just want to slap them. I mean, it takes all your natural willpower to keep your hands down, to keep your fingers off their face. Number one, things people do that make you want to just slap them. If you hear this. See, that's why I didn't even want to come over here and ask you for $40, because I knew you was going to bring up that little funky $80 I owe you. Number two, things that people do that just make you want to slap them. I give you a ride to work. You offer me gas money, then get mad when I accept it, and have a man look at me and say, so you really going to take it? I said, things that people do that make you just want to slap them. We all sitting around laughing and joking and, you know, we're just having a good time, man. Out of nowhere, you just get up and start tickling my wife. Wait a minute. What the hell are you doing? Okay. Things that people do that make you want to slap them. You borrow my car to run some errands. You run out of gas. Catch a cab home and call me and say, look, I'm going to need you to go get your car before it get towed away or somebody break into it. You better hope and pray I got my pistol on me. Things that people do that make you really want to just slap them. You take a picture of my baby and stick it on a scarecrow and put it in your garden. Wait a minute. Things people do that make you just want to slap them. Oh, my gosh. Ladies, if your girlfriend borrow one of your good wigs and go swimming in it, because they don't want to mess up their hair. Wow. These people do that make you just want to slap them. Now, we at home, we having a movie night, and you get up and go use the restroom, don't wash your hand, and just come and sit right back down, stick your hand in the popcorn bowl. Okay. I don't matter what movie we was watching, by doing that, you just turned into a dramatic horror film. And it's getting ready to be some action. Things that people do to make you just want to slap them. If I send you to the store with my money to go get some cigarettes, you bring back two cigarettes and one black and mild. I ask you, where my change at? You said, well, how come you just can't accept things the way they are? Wait a minute. So I ask you for change. You say, how come I just can't accept things for the way they are? You know what? You're smart. Okay. Things that people do that make you just want to slap them. If you dye your eyebrows blue, things people do that make you just want to slap them. You offer the house sit for me, and we both know you're a crackhead. Talking about, you mind if I wash your microwave for you? You know what? I'm stupid, right? You just going to wash my microwave. No, you ain't got to wash my microwave. My microwave would do fine by itself. Matter of fact, I got my stove and my refrigerator that's watching my microwave and my dishwasher. Thank you. Things people do that make you just want to slap them. It don't make no doggone sense, okay? Now, this one right here, and the reason I'm doing this is because it ties right into my church announcement. And this is how the church play too much. Because you know the church play too much. There's so many false prophets out here. Wolves and sheep's clothing. There's bad shepherds out here, y'all. These money-hungry, money-grubbers, okay? All they want is your money. And then they want other things from you. They want your body. I don't care if you're a male or a female. It's just sick out here. The devil is rampant. The church play too much. And they're just ridiculous. They're out of control. And you know what? They need to have a reality show called Pastors Gone Wild. Elders are just ignorant. I'm telling you. The motherboard. Come on now. They're doing too much. They just play too much. Now, let me tell you something. This is an example of a church that's just playing too much. First of all, look here. You've been going to one church, the same church, for more than 5 years, donating money to the building fund, and you have yet to see the building being worked on. I mean, come on now. The church played too much. Where the money going? Where the money going? If you go to this church, I'm telling you, you need to quit. Just quit going, because the church played too much. Let me tell you something. And this is a question I got, because I ran into this a couple of Sundays ago when I visited the church. Why the hell the church quit giving change back? First of all, I gave you a smooth $5, okay? You need to give me a smooth 4 ones back, okay? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but let me tell you, so does DeAndre. He giveth and then he'll take it away too. Now, the church takes too much. Why you always got some old lady to get up to testify and ask the church to help her sing a song that she's making up along the way? You know what? Y'all know them old ladies. Jesus, say, sing y'all, help me out. Jesus, he saved me when I was in the swimming pool one day. It was 5 foot of water and a 4 foot eight. She says, me, grab me one too late. Jesus, when I was in the swimming pool. you know what? You just got to stop. The church plays too much. Why is it that the tambourine player ain't never in choir rehearsal? Why is it the pastor don't sing none of the songs? Why he just hollering them out? That was one of the loudest versions of Amazing Grace I ever heard. Let me tell you this. Why the people in charge of the couple's ministry are divorced? Why you can't never get nothing out of the church food bank because the account is always empty? Tell me this. Why the hell is the church selling fish plates for $10? And when you look up under the foil, you got 3 fish sticks and a bag of Cheetos. Come on now. The church is playing too much. Why the pastor teaching where's the Bible study up there wearing yoga pants? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. No. You ain't finna be up in here. You ain't finna be praying for, you know, you finna be praying for these women up here and telling them to get in down with y'all. I bet the hell you're not. No. You don't mess around and get the hands laid up on you. Again, I want to be a blessing, not a curse. I'm here to help y'all. Why? Because I love you so much. And I love you because, you know what? You're my best friends. Now, finally, we come to the part of the show that, you know, really gets us in a religious mood. It gets us in a mood to just get our praise on. For it is a church announcement that I do. I invite you all to join us as we get our praise on. If you're looking for a church home, please, don't hesitate. Reach out. Come join us. For we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now, we are small in number, but y'all know we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. You know, I like to do the church announcements because I want to make sure that there are no sin behind it. Everyone's on the same page, on one accord, that the body is united, okay? We ain't got no loose limbs running around, okay? I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been in the in-person sanctuary service or may not have access to the internet, so can't watch this as we stream from the sick and the shit it up here. I like to do the church announcements also for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary service or may have been watching us as we stream but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they was worried about other things that they shouldn't have been worried about. First of all, let me tell you something. Yes. That was your pastor. That was your pastor at the club fight. But wait a minute before you judge. Okay? Yes, Friday night, that was your pastor in the club fight. But let me let you know something. Okay? I was fighting the devil because I was fighting to get out. Okay? I was fighting to get out. So, yes, I was fighting, but I was fighting to get out because I was surrounded by all this evilness and wickedness. So I was in there fighting to get out. Plus, I'd run out of wands. Anyway, announcement number one. Mother Benson's glass eye fell out and rolled down up under the seat, and she didn't find it, but I told her, don't get discouraged because we're going to keep an eye out for it. Y'all know I love her. Announcement number two. People were wondering why I didn't want to lay hands and pray for Deacon Monroe. That's because he had a booger hanging out his nose, and that was just disgusting. Because if that thing would have fell on my shirt, I'm telling you, I'd have hollered. Announcement number three, we will require anyone wishing to be baptized to shower first. Brother Kevin went in the water and came out of the mud. It literally looked like Yoo-hoo. Announcement number four, Mother Corrine, please, I know you're 92 years old and you slow about doing things, but here we are literally in the middle of March and you handing out Valentine's chocolate. Now, no, don't nobody want to be your Valentine this late. Sorry. Well, we come to the part of the church announcements I always look forward to, I'm looking forward to it. For it is the announcement of the Building Fund Total. As you know, the Building Fund has so much to offer. Humor, horror, adventure, unpredictability. As of today, the Building Fund has raised, and I quote, a great deal of controversy. You ain't never lied. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Drake. Like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask that all eyes are closed and all heads are bowed. First of all, I used to, you know, I have been saying, you know, all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed unless, of course, you're blind. That is so insensitive. That is so insensitive because there might be some blind people that want to close their eyes. They want to give their eyelids some rest. So you know what? I'm going to try and cut back on that. Hello. Thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another day bringing us together for fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of the way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thanks for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. I object. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Man, wherever the doctor is, and you sick it, stupid. And cover your mouth and put your damn mask on. Sorry, it slipped out. Well, most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom, shielding us and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and the praise forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next week. More drink, more nuts. And I'm going to tell you one thing. It's going to be some more help for you. Because this world is sick. And I am the Tylenol. You guys take care. And I miss you already. And I ain't even throwing nothing at you. Time for me to get bigger rocks. Y'all stand still, okay? Goodbye. Be blessed.
It's hard to love when they tease love, we'll get to murder. Yeah. Diamonds in the kingdom, gotta search. Believe that, at one point, then no jack. Ever since it seemed like I cussed. Laying up with a different girl, some night seemed like a must. Feeling all used to be my crush, want the pain over too much. All I need is one touch, this is more than a gut feeling.
wasting. I'm a soldier on this battlefield. Winning souls is my bill. For Christ saving me, giving me the victory.